Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, a boy named Jack lived with his mother. After his father had died, Jack and his mother were so poor that one day they had to sell their last cow for food. On the way to the market, Jack met a man who said, "If you give me your cow, I'll give you some magic beans that are worth much more than money." Jack liked the idea of having the magic beans, so he traded the cow for them. Then he went home to show them to his mother. When Jack's mother found out that her son had exchanged the cow for some strange beans, she was so angry she cried, "How could you be so stupid to trade a cow with these useless beans?" And she threw the beans out of the window. When Jack woke up the next day, he saw a huge beanstalk in the yard. Surprisingly, the beans had sprouted and grown so tall overnight. Jack looked up and saw that the top of the beanstalk was in the clouds.
"I wonder what's up there in the sky,"
he said, and began to climb the beanstalk before his mother could stop him. Up and up he climbed. At last, he climbed above the clouds where there was another world. Jack began to explore the strange world, and he finally found a big house. He was very hungry by then, so he knocked at the door to ask for some food. A woman answered the door.
"Could you give me some food, please? I'm starving," asked Jack.
"Oh, no," said the woman. "My husband is a fierce giant who eats strange people." But Jack begged so much that she finally let him in and gave him supper. Just as Jack finished his meal, he heard the giant coming. The woman quickly hid Jack in the cupboard. As soon as the giant sat at the table, he began to sniff and growled,
"I smell a stranger in the house."
"Nonsense," said the wife. "There's no one here." And she gave the giant his supper. When he had finished his supper, the giant took out a hen from his pocket. He put it on the table and said,
"Lay an egg."
Suddenly, the hen laid a little golden egg. The giant shouted a couple of times more, and the hen laid more golden eggs. Soon, the giant began to snore. He was asleep. Jack, who had been peeping, crawled out of the cupboard. He grabbed the little hen and crept out of the house. Then he ran back to the top of the beanstalk. He climbed down as fast as he could and dashed to his mother. His mother was very glad to see Jack back safely, and more pleased when she saw the little hen that laid golden eggs. She said that it was the hen the giant had stolen from her dead husband. A couple of months had passed. Jack wanted to go back to the top of the beanstalk for another adventure. So he climbed up the beanstalk again. And as before, Jack came home with riches. This time, it was a sack of money that the giant had stolen from Jack's father. Not long after, Jack went back to the giant's house above the clouds for the third time. This time, the giant had a beautiful golden harp. When the giant shouted,
"Play!"
the instrument began to play beautiful music. As soon as the giant fell asleep, Jack crept out of the cupboard and grabbed the harp. Just as Jack was about to walk out of the room quietly, the harp made a sound that woke the giant up. The giant jumped up with rage.
"Wait, you thief!"
and began chasing Jack. Jack had to run all the way to the top of the beanstalk and climb down as quickly as possible. When he reached the bottom, he called out his mother.
"Mother, bring the axe!"
When Jack's mother brought the axe, Jack seized it and toppled the beanstalk in one big stroke. The giant came tumbling down with it and died when he hit the ground. Now that Jack and his mother did not have to worry about food, they lived happily ever after. Jack and the Beanstalk. Once upon a time, a boy named Jack lived with his mother. After his father had died, Jack and his mother were so poor that one day they had to sell their last cow for food. On the way to the market, Jack met a man who said, "If you give me your cow, I'll give you some magic beans that are worth much more than money." Jack liked the idea of having the magic beans, so he traded the cow for them. Then he went home to show them to his mother. When Jack's mother found out that her son had exchanged the cow for some strange beans, she was so angry she cried, "How could you be so stupid to trade a cow with these useless beans?" And she threw the beans out of the window. When Jack woke up the next day, he saw a huge beanstalk in the yard. Surprisingly, the beans had sprouted and grown so tall overnight. Jack looked up and saw that the top of the beanstalk was in the clouds.
"I wonder what's up there in the sky,"
he said, and began to climb the beanstalk before his mother could stop him. Up and up he climbed. At last, he climbed above the clouds where there was another world. Jack began to explore the strange world, and he finally found a big house. He was very hungry by then, so he knocked at the door to ask for some food. A woman answered the door.
"Could you give me some food, please? I'm starving," asked Jack.
"Oh no," said the woman. "My husband is a fierce giant who eats strange people." But Jack begged so much that she finally let him in and gave him supper. Just as Jack finished his meal, he heard the giant coming. The woman quickly hid Jack in the cupboard. As soon as the giant sat at the table, he began to sniff and growled,
"I smell a stranger in the house."
"Nonsense," said the wife. "There's no one here." And she gave the giant his supper. When he had finished his supper, the giant took out a hen from his pocket. He put it on the table and said,
"Lay an egg."
Suddenly, the hen laid a little golden egg. The giant shouted a couple of times more, and the hen laid more golden eggs. Soon, the giant began to snore. He was asleep. Jack, who had been peeping, crawled out of the cupboard. He grabbed the little hen and crept out of the house. Then he ran back to the top of the beanstalk. He climbed down as fast as he could and dashed to his mother. His mother was very glad to see Jack back safely, and more pleased when she saw the little hen that laid golden eggs. She said that it was the hen the giant had stolen from her dead husband. A couple of months passed. Jack wanted to go back to the top of the beanstalk for another adventure. So he climbed up the beanstalk again. And as before, Jack came home with riches. This time, it was a sack of money that the giant had stolen from Jack's father. Not long after, Jack went back to the giant's house above the clouds for the third time. This time, the giant had a beautiful golden harp. When the giant shouted,
"Play!"
the instrument began to play beautiful music. As soon as the giant fell asleep, Jack crept out of the cupboard and grabbed the harp. Just as Jack was about to walk out of the room quietly, the harp made a sound that woke the giant up. The giant jumped up with rage.
"Wait, you thief!"
and began chasing Jack. Jack had to run all the way to the top of the beanstalk and climb down as quickly as possible. When he reached the bottom, he called out his mother.
"Mother, bring the axe!"
When Jack's mother brought the axe, Jack seized it and toppled the beanstalk in one big stroke. The giant came tumbling down with it and died when he hit the ground. Now that Jack and his mother did not have to worry about food, they lived happily ever after.